Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 422, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 4, Never Give Up!
It aired February 23rd. Happy birthday, Layton. 2002, directed written by Catherine Torpy, directed by Terry Winthrow. Two new names that I don't recall either of them. You can't click them, so I imagine they just did some Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah, this is it.
So, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. We got two podcasts to record tonight, so we're gonna blast right through it. We'll get right to watching it.
That always works out for us when we say that.
It's always a great time when I say we're gonna get through this quick. We gotta watch it and then just bam, bam, bam. But you can watch along if you got DVDs or Netflix, and maybe you should, to share our pain, because so far, Wild Force, not good.
Yeah, whoever wrote this, and it seems to be a number of people, because I feel like every episode has been a different writer so far, I think.
I think so, yeah.
I guess they only watched Lost Galaxy before this.
You know, it's weird, but I think you might be right. Let's find out if this person also only watched the bad season.
Wild Time!
And we're back. We just watched The Booty Man. What did we watch? Never Give Up. In case you forget what the episode's called, don't worry. They say it 100 million times.
I was waiting for them at one point just to give up. Because that seemed to be the theme of the last episode. Was here's the moral of the story that we didn't follow.
Here's the moral of the story. Do the opposite. But nope, it was never give up. Even in situations that don't require perseverance, I don't think.
No.
Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's our website. That's where the archives are. Up through in space. You should probably put Lost Galaxy up there. Now that we're two seasons past it.
Yes, I probably should. I will try to do that soon.
You try to fit it into your busy schedule?
Well, I'm getting to the point where I need to start looking for a job, so I'll try to get that done before that happens.
Right. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Pink Lady Podcasts. We are on Google Play and Stitcher, Podknife and Podbay, and Never Pod Up. Or Never Give Pod?
I think Never Pod Up.
Never Pod Up.
But that's kind of being like, don't download these. Don't pod up.
If the Wild Force Rangers did a podcast, I would not listen to it.
No.
It would be dumb and bad, I think. I think Wild Force is bad.
It is. I can confirm.
I think it's
from
probably...
the four episodes we have watched and the three we have talked about, it's Lost Galaxy bad.
I think it might be worse. I mean, I still maybe it gets cooler when a lot of Zords start showing up, but currently...
Which, by the way, they spoiled in the opening.
Did they? My little brother said that, and I still didn't see it.
Because I watched it today, and at some point when they show, like, the big Megazord at the end, it has a giant alligator head coming out of its chest.
What?
And I was like, well, okay, I guess there's an alligator coming.
That's pretty cool. Maybe it'll get cooler. Who knows?
I hope the 100 Zords can save it. Now, the characters sure are not.
Yeah, definitely.
This is character assassination, but in a different way.
But from the jump.
The characters are assassinating the show, because I feel like there's a cool show in here.
Yeah, I feel like Taylor and Alyssa could do a good job having a show. And Princess Milf could show up every once in a while. But everybody else needs to go.
Yeah.
They got to get out of here. They are not welcome here anymore.
They better give up.
Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating interview on any of those places, I said last time that Morpheus wasn't the one we read, right?
Right.
Okay, because it's Canadian. Still haven't figured out how to read Canadian reviews or any foreign reviews, so that episode hasn't aired yet, so hopefully by the time that airs, someone can help us fix the problem. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes of this. You get bonus podcasts of us just talking about stuff, usually stuff that we either like or don't like but aren't required to talk about, so it's in a fun way. I hope this episode is going to be in a fun way, but I'm exhausted from a 20-minute episode of Power Rangers.
That I think that's fair. We're still keeping the kayfabe alive, right?
Yes.
Okay, I will not talk about how I watched it 4 hours ago then.
Okay. So, you know, there's that. There is Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. That's a better show than Wild Force. Not even a joke. Like, not even a little bit of a joke. I would rather watch that show 100 times every day than do Wild Force.
Like, beginning to end?
Yes. I would rather spend 20 hours a day watching Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills than Wild Force. Once, one episode twice a week. It's a bad show.
Look, I can't argue with that. I think
I'm trying not to be negative, lol, but I'm hoping that it's just like because it's still early in the season and these are like newer actors and everybody involved hasn't really done Power Rangers before except for Koichi Sakamoto, but he directed the two episodes, but like, and Jonathan Zach, oh, I just bit my tongue, ow.
What an allegory for this episode.
Right? Oh, boy. And Jonathan Zacher is, like, the creative head, not just the producer. Like, because Judd was the creative head, and Zacher was the producer, but now Zacher's both. And so, like, he's making all his decisions. And I guess his favorite thing about Power Rangers is when they're dumb and they suck. And they're one-year-olds.
The only confident one is usurped by an idiot baby man.
So frustrating. Anyway, that's patreon.com/JakeAndJosh. Maybe if we had more money, we'd be happier. I don't know. It's worth a try, right?
Hey, probably.
Couldn't hurt. So, Josh, this is a Friday episode, and we haven't read patrons yet, but we got to do another podcast after this one. So we're going to – Monday, I'm going to get it ready beforehand, and we're definitely going to read all of our patrons on Monday. And if we have any new emails and stuff, we'll do that all Monday. So right now we're just going to jump into this latest episode of Power Rangers Wild Force. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We start off with Max reading the Turtle Cove Gossiper. It says, and I thought he said a cave. He didn't. He said a temple, but I couldn't remember what he said at all. So I just wrote down a cave and I was wrong. But he says that the gossiper says that a cave is haunted. And Danny says, and I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not because Danny's not a great actor. He says
he's not. He's never being sarcastic because he's a dummy.
Okay. So then he says, and they never lie, and means it?
Yeah, because he baby.
Is he baby or is Max baby? Because Max might be a literal child. Like, he might be actually 11.
That is a hidden theme in this episode, I think.
Is how old is them?
Is that he is a child. But I don't know. He said it, Danny, in such a way that just made me think that he was like, they don't lie. Like, that is a true newspaper.
You can't lie in a newspaper.
Because they keep talking about a few other things. He just keeps, like, saying, like, these are the rules that we have to follow, and so does everybody else, and so the newspapers can't lie. Like, that's how I took it.
Okay, then I guess the newspaper can't lie, and then Max is like, yeah, are you with me? And Danny's like, yeah, but then Danny sees a girl, and she's cute, and her name is Kendall, and we have a flashback to them working at a flower shop together?
Yeah, so he sees her loading flowers into a van.
Yep. It's a big unmarked van.
and creepily stares at her from across the parking lot slash street
for a while.
And then the flashback is them working together in a flower shop where he creepily stares at her from the top of a ladder
for a while. I'm trying to figure out how to parse this. So this means that as soon as Danny became a Power Ranger, he quit his job. And I guess that means he doesn't need money because he's a Power Ranger. Is Power Rangers a paying gig? Number one. Number two, does he just live on the Animarium so he doesn't need to pay rent or bills or anything? Because I have a question about where Danny sleeps in a minute. So everybody ready, and Future Jake, get your hand on the buzzer.
I think this pretty much confirms it, what you're about to say.
Okay. Well, she starts dropping a vase, right? And so Danny runs and jumps over a baby and puts a baby's life in danger. And then he spin kicks over a man. Instead of just going around, he jumps into the way of a man and spin kicks over him.
Oh, yes. And then, Jake, you see, there's a cute girl who maybe might look at him doing cool stunts.
And she's dropping a vase, and you can't have that. You got to protect the vase. And so he dives and he grabs the vase, and it's a wicker vase.
I was about to say, it's a wicker vase.
And it won't break. It would have just bonked on the ground, and some dirt would have gotten out of there. You put a baby's life in danger, Danny.
You almost kicked the guy's head off.
Like, clean off. He spin kicks right over this guy's head.
To catch a basket.
We are 2 minutes into the episode, and I am furious about Danny.
Yeah, no, this is about when I was like, uh-oh.
So then, turns out Kendall's very cute, and she's like, oh, Danny, thank you for catching my wicker vase that would have been fine landing on the ground. It's a wicker. What have you been up to for the last 4 months? Because if you'll recall, I think I've been saying he has been a ranger for 2 months. I think Alyssa said 2 months after her and Max joined, he joined. So that would be four months ago. So the math does add up.
Yeah.
So someone's paying attention on that part at least. And he's like, oh, you know. Ooh. And then he just gets in her van and leaves.
Yeah.
She doesn't invite him into her van.
Where are they going?
I'll tell you where they're going.
Well, no, hold that thought.
Away from Max.
Yes, he's just ditching Max without even, like, giving it any thought at all. He's completely forgotten that his best friend was with him 1 minute ago.
Yeah. And he's, like, over there. They can see him leave.
He ran away from him and jumped over a baby and spin kicked a man.
To save a wicker vase so he could ditch Max.
To awkwardly sit in her van.
If I had to guess, I don't think Danny does anything not awkwardly.
No.
Oh boy. So then we cut to later that night, and Max is walking around, and he's pooked. It's all creepy. It's creepy here. It's nighttime, and there's howls, and he's at a temple. Because I guess they said temple and not cave. Again, I was not paying too much attention. Later on, they will say the temple. So,
okay. Because at this point, it just seems like
a house.
A house that someone lives in.
Because it's dark, and the only angles we're getting, there's like a little bridge over like a little creek, and there's like, you can see some fish in the creek, and I like that. And like, this is like not badly shot. It's kind of boring, but it's like, there's enough contrast that it's like interesting, at least.
I'm confused by Max here, because he was like, oh yeah, hell yeah, there's a ghost. We're gonna go hunt it.
We're gonna go ghost adventuring. He says, we're gonna go tell that ghost it sucks if it doesn't show its face.
He says when he reads the article, like, that's probably an org. We have to go fight it.
Oh, did he say that? I missed that. Okay.
And so he goes there and is immediately terrified. Like, no, he did not go prepared to fight an org. He is just scared because it's like dark outside.
too spoopy. It's just too spoopy a place. He's so spooped that he knocks a vase over, and this is not a wicker vase, and it shatters.
This
if
is a
only
clay
Danny
vase
were here. So then a light goes on, and Max falls backwards and I guess slams his forehead on the ground somehow.
I got confused by this because I feel like they tried to play it off as he got attacked, by the org that's about to show up.
Well, that's what he, so it's a little confusing. So what happens is he gets spooked. He backflips, he rolls backwards down the little bridge and then runs away. And as soon as he runs away, an org show or a man comes out.
Yeah, a man comes out and says, "Get off my lawn.
get away from my house." Because if it's in the paper that like this place is haunted, you know people are trespassing, right?
Oh yeah.
So like he goes back inside, then an org comes down and it's dark, so I could not tell what the org is. I like the org design a lot, as we'll see later.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I like the monsters a lot.
Yeah.
This season, so at least there's something to look forward to.
Yeah. So then we cut back up to the Animarium, and Max is like, an org showed up, and that's what happened. But the org didn't show up till you were gone. You just got pooped and broke a vase and backflipped away.
Yeah, unless him backflipping away was him being punched by an invisible org.
You just fell down, my man.
Alyssa's wrapping his head, and he's like telling the story. And at one point, she just like pushes on it.
Pokes the wound.
She's like, shut up.
Cole's like, are you afraid of the dark? And he's like, no, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm not a little kid. Which he will go on to say 100 more times this episode. You can keep count. Because I guess Max is 14 or 12?
20? I don't
know. Or 20? I don't know. It's so weird. He has the insecurity of a 13-year-old boy all throughout this episode. Then Danny comes in. And he's in a t-shirt that says hot stuff, and he has a sleeping cap on, and
he's yawning.
And he's got a whole unpeeled banana.
He took that from Taylor.
Oh, did he? Just
yeah,
because
he comes
banana.
He comes like walking out of the bushes and just like reaches over and grabs it, and she was like, "Excuse me," and he's like, "Oh, sorry," and gives it back.
So I don't know. I don't know how we're supposed to read this.
I feel like they went back to Kendall's place last night.
And Danny Fox!
Yeah.
And I guess Danny Fox.
That's how it felt to me.
So
his
Danny
walk of
Fox,
shaming
then?
Back onto the Animarium.
Because like the other option is that he just left in her van and then at some point came back and went to bed and got up late and was sleepy and acting like he was up all night. And I don't like the idea that maybe Danny Fox.
No.
I hate it. Because he's baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're, but that's the only thing that they could be telling us with this scene.
The only other thing is that, like, she eventually was like, you need to get out of my van, please.
All right, I'm going to drop you off, I guess.
And he just wistfully was walking around in love all night.
Until he passed out.
Which feels like that might be something that Danny would do.
You know, you're not wrong.
But it also seems a little bit like Danny Fox.
Thanks, I hate it. So he sees Max injured. He's like, oh, I completely forgot. Oh, my God. Here, have this banana. Let me dress your head wound, even though his wound is already wrapped mostly. And then Max gets very huffy and throws his head bandage down and is like, I don't need your help. Not a little kid. And then pouts away.
The first half of this episode, like all of this stuff, this is the plot to the movie You Got Served. Which
okay.
I watched the other night.
Is that a dance movie?
It is.
Okay.
But they the two main guys are part of the same crew, right? And then they run merchandise in backpacks for a guy in a back alley.
Okay.
And one time they were both supposed to meet there because it was like a lot of stuff, but one of them was distracted by a girl who shut his phone off, so he did not get there because they needed to get there early. And so he had all the stuff, and he got beat up, and then they were mad at each other for the rest of the movie.
Okay.
It's the same plot.
About it.
But then they got together and danced good at the end.
Good. I'm glad they could work it out.
After they got served. After they got served by the Mondo Burger guy.
Wait, for real?
It's not the same actor, but it's definitely the same stunt hair.
I know one of the Mondo Burger guys is J. August Richards, who would go on to be Gunn in Angel. So fun fact about that. Anyway, so we cut to Max in the park, and he has a big stick, and he's just poutily swinging it. So he's 12?
He is a little kid.
So he is a kid? And then Danny's like, hey, I'm sorry, I, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you hate me, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what they said, because I was so distracted by just the very notion that Danny might fuck.
It's basically just Max is like, hey, man, why did you leave me by myself? And Danny's like, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. As Kendall drives up in the van.
And he said something like, I liked her before I was a Power Ranger. Yeah.
He said, I was crazy about her before I was a Power Ranger, which justifies the fact that it distracts me now that I am a Power Ranger.
Yeah, because I guess when he became a Power Ranger, he severed all ties to his mortal life. Like, Alyssa still goes to school, Danny. You can still have a job and have a girlfriend. It's frustrating. So yeah, but she drives up. She's like, oh, hey, I thought that was you. And he's like, yeah. And then he looks over and sees Max and is like, Max like pouting away. And he's like, I have to go.
Yeah, he's talking to Max, trying to be like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I'm crazy about her. She makes me wild. But he's like trying to convince Max, like, hey, man, I'm still your best friend. Like, everything's cool. I'm sorry, I messed up. And then she pulls up and he immediately forgets that he's trying to reassure his best friend and is like, oh, hey, Kendall.
And then she says something like, you know, I thought I saw, and he's like, do you need help? And she's like, no, I'm just delivering. And he's like, oh, I have to go, actually.
Yeah, because Max leaves and he says, he looks at Max, who is not out of his line of sight at all, and says, I need to go find my friend.
There he is. Found him. I'm Danny. And she's like, okay, yeah. And he's like, but can I talk to you later? There's something I want to tell you. And I thought, that can't be about you being a Power Ranger. That seems wildly...
No, he wants to tell her that he's crazy about her.
Yeah, so they didn't bone down then.
I guess not.
I don't want to bleep anymore. I feel like I wasted all my bleep juice earlier. But I don't want to do it any more times. So I'm going to try to not cuss anymore. But I'm going to later, probably.
The last scene was definitely like... the next morning.
Yeah, it's definitely him like coming back. It's his walk of shame, but like he came up the back way into his room or got in really late or something.
Yeah, and then this one is like, no, he was just in her van.
They just like they hung just out?
Drove off. They delivered some flowers and I guess he just left.
I guess.
She says like thanks for your help with the flowers.
The
like,
flowers.
A lot. Oh, no, my flowers. Thank you for helping me with my flowers.
My flowers.
And Danny is going to be like, I love flowers.
I love flowers. Oh, God. That scene. We'll get there. We'll get there. It's the very end. We'll get there. So then we cut to the temple, and the org that popped down was Bellman. And he's a big bell with a post.
Yeah.
It's a good look. Like, he looks like a hanging bell, but a monster is the bell.
Yeah, it's very cool. And he smashes his own head with a hammer to make the bell sound.
Like a lot.
Yeah, like he goes to town.
He's going crazy on that head. Just banging it with his hammer so many times. The old man comes out and is like, what is that terrible noise? It physically hurts my ears to listen to. And then Bellman is like, aha, got ya. And summons a big bell over the old man and it imprisons him, and then he hits the bell with the hammer, which makes the old man deaf, I imagine.
Probably, if it doesn't rattle his bones in the dust.
Right, he's old. And then the bell goes away and the old man runs off, and then Bellman's like, I own the temple now. Now I'm Temple Man.
100% a Mega Man villain, because when he traps him in the bell, he calls the move Bell Trap, which is definitely the weapon you would get for defeating him.
Oh, 100%, yeah. So then Jindrax and Toxica come up and they're like, hey, you're good at scaring people away. And he's like, yeah, I'm the best at it. Oh, Dip, you got, or first he's like, who are you? And he's like, oh, wait, you have one horn. You must be Duke Orcs.
Duke Orcs? Okay.
Duke.
I kept thought he was saying like dupe horns or like duo horns or something. Like,
nope.
Which I was like, they have one. But they're two, and so now I have a whole bunch of theories of, like, well, maybe they confuse into a one org with two horns?
Well, it seems like one org is more prestigious than two, because he has two horns himself.
Yes. And they I'm say, assuming... And they ask him... Have. When they ask him for help, they're like, yes, we serve Master Org, which all of them, I assume, do in some way.
I feel like... Yeah, but then the they're wild. They just show up on their own.
The Yorgs are just like yokai, right?
Yeah. And they just like exist in the world.
And they just cause havoc. And then the Duke Orgs, which is the word I could not hear.
Yeah, Duke Org.
Okay. The Duke Orgs.
The Duke Orgs.
Serve Master Org. And they're like, hey, if you help us, like, he'll really appreciate that. And he's like, yeah, maybe I could be a Duke Org like you.
And they don't say yes, but they're like, I don't know. Try it.
Which I guess he can just promote them rather than, like, you're not born into dukehood.
Yeah, you were given a dukedom. You know, you were given lands and some horses. And
I wish this hierarchy was established earlier so I would have been paying attention to the other orgs to see if they all had two horns.
Same. I think they've said Duke Org... In like the first episode, or they said they because they each said like I'm the Duke of Sexy Ladies or whatever. I don't remember what they said.
Yeah, because I know he was the Duke of something, the Baron of Blades, and she was the Duchess of something, the Mistress of Magic.
Yeah,
Duchess of Darkness, maybe something like that.
I don't remember.
The Duke of Doom and the Duchess of Darkness. I made that up, but that is probably right.
And look, it's probably better than what they did. But. If they would have said, like, one horn is more powerful, I would like that so that I could have been paying attention, because I'm not going back. You can't – there's no amount of money in the world under $750 that will make me watch another episode of Wild Force that I've already seen.
No, absolutely not.
Except for the three episodes of Wild Force that I've already seen, because we have to watch them for the podcast.
Right. But you're not going to watch them again.
I'm not going to watch them again. Maybe the two-parter is pretty good, but only because the – Time Force Rangers are there, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, cut up to the Animarium. Taylor's like, Danny, where's Max? And Max is like, he's mad at me and ran off. You know, like how kids do?
Yeah.
Like, that's like a kid would run off, right?
Yeah, and a kid would constantly insist that they're not a little kid. Like an 11 or 12-year-old is not a little kid anymore.
Yeah, I'm 12. I'm a preteen. I'm practically a teen. No, you're not. You're a child. But Max looks like he might be in his upper teens, but acts like he's defo a baby.
Yeah.
And then Danny acts like him baby, which there's a distinct difference, but I think we can all tell what the difference is. We come back to Max, who is at the temple. He gets a call from Danny. He's like, I'm going to show him, not a kid, but he trips. And he's like, no one saw that.
Forgot to tie my shoes because I'm a stupid kid.
Because I'm 12 and I want Velcro. Mom won't buy me Velcro shoes.
I wish they would bring back Ratch Tech.
God, same, Max. If you would just said, I wish I had some VK Ratch Techs, I would be on board. And if anyone in the world has a line on an adult men's 9.5 VK Ratch Tech, holler at your boy. It's all I want in the world. And I tweeted BK Knights once. And they said, no, we don't have any in the warehouse. And I was like, you must. I know you do. I will pay top dollar. Anyway, this is not about the holy grail of shoes for me. This is about how Max gets a call from Danny, and it says Gal Black.
Because they just used
the footage of.
Yeah, which is weird. Because
the Sentai.
They didn't have to show it at all.
No, they could have just showed. Him going, like it's Danny.
Yeah, or just like, oh, Danny.
But I guess they had footage of it saying who's calling. So like, oh, it's Danny calling because they're friends. And then, you know, Bellman's there and he attacks him and he traps him.
Yeah.
And he puts him in a bell. he does a little bit of a fight because he like beats up some nutties, and then Bellman's like, "You're a little kid." He's like, "Do I look like a little kid? Ask your friends here." And then Bellman puts him in a bell immediately. He's like, "You're in timeout, mister." And he drops his phone.
Yeah, his wild. He drops his wild access.
He drops his grappo. And I guess that demorphs him, because the next time we see him, he's unmorphed. But then we cut up and the pool do a squirt and they see it's at the temple.
he rings the bell with Max in it, and it has like lightning inside of it this time.
Maybe that's what demorphs him.
Yeah. Then. So I think he like is being attacked in there. He's not just in it.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. If I would have gotten shocked by lightning like in that close of a space, I would probably
lose your superpowers.
Like, yeah, I would probably demorph and like I would be like how Max is later, because he's like it might be hot in there, but like that's kind of it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Unless he's like constantly ringing it and it's like horrible, but if you got struck by lightning a bunch of times in addition to all the noise, then yeah, okay. So we cut to the Rangers, they're at the temple, they're looking for Max, and Danny's like, they're like, "Oh, we shouldn't have been so hard on him." He's like, "No, it was my fault because he saved my life. I wouldn't even be here without Max. Because one time I was too scared to do a jump, and I didn't jump good, and he said never give up 100 times until I didn't, and he pulled me up a building." That's it. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. It was before Cole was there, and they were chasing an org, and they had to jump from one building to another, and Danny was scared.
Yeah, and I think it was Turbine Man, but I'm not sure. It kind of looked like Turbine Man, but you only see him for like a second, so whatever.
I don't know. I wasn't looking that hard.
I just noticed it. But yeah, so he jumps and he misses and he grabs the ledge, and then Max comes over and grabs his hand. He's like, "Never give up, Danny." He's like, "Never give up, Max. You're right. I'll never give up. Never give up. Or I'm never giving up." It was like, it's like the Bella Twins. "Come on, Bree. Come on, Nikki. Come on, Bree. I am coming on, Nikki.
Bree, out.
I. Maybe that theme song is actually good, because I still think about it a lot, but maybe it's terrible.
I think it's terrible in the way that we like.
I think you might be right. So anyway, after we get a commercial for a John Cena dish rag, Max finally pulls Danny up, and then they've been best friends ever since. So they go back to looking for Max, and they find his grappo. And then they run immediately into the Nutties and Toxica and Gendrax. And they start doing a fight. And the fight is... I don't want to say it's bad. I don't want to say it's good.
I don't remember a single thing about it.
Three major things happened in the fight. There was, I guess, two major things. And then Cole fought all the Nutties. So that's one thing he's doing. He's just busting a bunch of Nutties all over the place. Alyssa is fighting Toxica, and they do barbs about...
I do remember this.
About their looks and ages, because women be shopping or whatever.
Yeah, because Toxica... this confused me for a second until I realized what happened, because Toxica is like, "Oh, I didn't realize they had a little baby girl on their team."
And she's then, like, "I didn't realize that the orgs had an old granny."
Yeah, no, you were like an old grandma. You old lady. And she's like, "You mean like an older sister?" And I was like, "Hold on a second." But then it was just like, "No, I'm old in like a mature way.
I'm like a little bit older. Like I'm like a cool..."
Yeah, I'm old in a cool way, not in like a granny way. When I thought for a second...
Like, I can buy you beer.
Yeah.
but that's it.
I thought for a second she was like, "I'm really your sister."
I thought that for a second too, and I was like, "That's buck wild."
I was like, "That's
a weird
really,
way to disseminate that information."
Really weird to throw that Alyssa stuff into a Max and Danny episode.
Yeah,
but I would have really appreciated it if that's what it was for real.
Hey, look, maybe it was foreshadowing. but then Taylor is fighting Gendrax, and they're just like going back and forth. Because he says something about, like, "You're not good at swords." And she's like, "Well, you're a little dork. I don't care." And he's like, "I'll show you. I'm the otherwise they call me the Master of Blades." And I was like, "Nobody calls you that. They called you the Baron. You called you the Baron of Blades, and you've already screwed that up."
Yeah, she doesn't need swords. She's just going to punch your head off.
Yeah. And then they go back to fighting. And then Danny fights Bellman. And he sees Max up on a hill in a bell. And he's unmorphed in there.
So now we're getting into, it's just episode 2 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I thought that he was going to at least push Max off the hill. Like, and Danny had to catch him or something. With his big strength, he'd have to catch the big heavy bell. But nope, he actually just... is up there, and they say never give up at each other. Yep. Until one of them doesn't give up.
And Danny's like, Max! And Max, who's inside of a, like, solid iron bell.
And, like, concussed.
And dying.
Yeah.
Is like, Danny?
Never give up. I should have never give up.
And then we get Danny. And then we get Danny climbing up the mountain, being like, oh, I'm too scared. I have to stop. But I can't stop. I gotta keep going.
That old Power Rangers chestnut.
I'll never give up.
He gets blasted, and he backflips down the mountain a little bit, but then he goes, never give up, and just jumps up the hill.
When he gets shot, is that when everybody else stops fighting to look at him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor and Jindrak, like, straight up are, like, locked at the cross guards. They're like, what was that? Like, look over.
And Cole, who is surrounded by nutties, just is like, oh, no.
Danny.
And turns his back on all of them to look at Danny.
It's okay. That doesn't matter. They're fine. We'll never see the rest of these fights. He jumps up the mountain and cuts the bell in half with his bison
baton.
Hatchet.
His bison baton?
No, it was tiger baton.
Bison?
Might just be bison axe.
Battle axe.
It's no fighting fin fightin'. Shark.
Yeah.
Shark fins.
The shark fighting fin. The surfing shark fighting fins. I think it's
new from Mattel.
It says what they are on their back, on the back of their vests. So it's like, but on the back of Max's, I noticed it said like surgeon shark. It had
surgeon?
Like surging, yeah. And it had a graphic of a shark, like a football or basketball team.
Yeah. I know Alyssa's, because I noticed Alyssa's, and her says noble shark or noble tiger. And then Taylor's is soaring eagle. I don't know what Leo's is. And I know that Danny's is iron bison, because everybody else is like an active thing. And his is just him and Alyssa are just like adjectives.
Yeah.
Which is a choice that someone made. So he's like, Max, are you okay? And Max is like, why are you yelling at me? And he's like, you never give up. He's like, yeah, I guess I didn't never give up. Yeah. And then they hand him his morpher. And he's there like, can you morph? And he's like, yeah, I'm no little kid. Of course I can morph.
That's to burn Justin, I guess.
I guess.
Only big kids can morph.
I'm 13. I'm not 10 like Justin was. I can do a morph anytime I want. I also want a Sobe Life Water. That's what I wanted when I was 13.
And I also drank a lot of Sobe Life Waters.
All the bottles were different. You got to collect them all.
I did. I had a lot of them.
I think I had all of them. And I think my parents might still have them at their house.
They're just stickers.
Yeah.
On the bottle.
Yes, but Josh, you see, you can't get the stickers anywhere else but on the bottle.
And I remember.
So you got to drink the nasty white one if you want the nasty white one bottle.
That's the Liz Blizz. That's the grossest one. And I told myself, I was like, I cannot collect this bottle unless I drink everything inside of it.
Yeah.
I can't just dump it out. That's cheating.
I could just have Eli. I could buy Eli one and he could drink it and then I could reap the benefits. But that I didn't earn it. I got to drink the nasty Liz Blizz. I want to drink the orange one or the oolong tea.
Yeah.
But if I want that, I already got those bottles.
That's the only name I can remember because I guess it traumatized me.
Sat
in my fridge for
one.
Weeks.
Danny morphs, or Max morphs, rather. Danny and Max do some team moves. He javelins him through the air and he swims through the air. Max does, and hits him with his fighting fins, and then he grabs him in like a professional wrestling wheelbarrow and spins him around and then gets close and hits Bellman like 100 times with Max spinning around him, and it cuts his big hammer in half. And then they get their weapons out, and they do their weapon call real fast.
Yeah, they line up, and it's just like, lion, bison, eagle. I can't even do it as fast as they did.
It's so fast.
Lion, bison, eagle, shark, tiger. It's like so quick.
Yeah, and then they put them all together. They do a salad slash, and then Toxica nursery rhymes slash beanstalks. We have. I don't think we've decided on what to call it.
Well, how porny do you want to get with it? Because she definitely shoots her seeds into that goop.
She does. She does. That I might have to cut. That might be one too far. And so she seeds him. Gross. And he grows, and then they get their Zords. And I thought it was going to do the same thing it did last time, but like only the bison and the shark would attack. But nope, they had a team attack, so we're done with that. And they do a fight, and it's a pretty decent-sized fight. It's not too long, but it's not just like, we're Zords. Sword, you're dead.
Yeah, the Megazord gets knocked down one time. And I really miss the old days when the Megazord would actually be in trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he gets knocked down, but like, it doesn't matter.
I like it does for a second, but then they go, I have an idea, and it's never give up. And then so he kicks
this part rules. Actually.
This part's very good. Before the very cool part, so they do a couple punches, and then the Bellman hits the Megazord with the hammer, and they go down. And then I swear to God, Bellman said, boom booger wave. I have no idea what he said, but I heard boom booger wave.
Well, he tries to drop a bell trap on him.
Well, that's in a minute. That's in a second, because then he comes over to, like, I guess hit him in the head with the hammer, and they're like, I have a plan. Bison kick, and he just kicks him in the beans, right in the old jellies.
I missed all of this. I missed the boom booger wave and the bean kick.
Oh, yeah, he's like, iron bison kick, and it's just a kick in the junk.
At this point in the episode, I was just so blacked out.
It's, I guess. I don't blame you.
But then he calls the bell trap. And they're either still down or they have just gotten back up.
I think they're still down, and they do like backflip from the ground.
They do a backflip Pele kick.
Yeah.
Hit the bell back onto Bellman, and then they fire their big lasers through the bell to kill him, which is pretty friggin' rad.
It's dope. I love that. In my heart, there's just a giant bell downtown now. But I know that when you kill the monster, the things go away. So probably not. But how cool would that be? If like, oh, here's our giant 20-story iron bell that just lives in town now. We go to commercial. We come back, and Danny is practicing what he's going to say to Kendall.
He has a note He has it like written down on a blue post-it.
He's got a little note card, post-it note thing, and he's saying it. And it's clear that he's revising it as he's saying it, right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to say what he wrote down. And then she comes up, and he chickens out, and he hides the note in some flowers and goes, I just wanted to tell you that I really missed flowers. And she's like, is that all? And he's like, yeah, I love flowers.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, after I quit my job 4 months ago, I really realized how much I love flowers.
And she's like, well, I also love flowers. And here is a bouquet of flowers from one flower lover to another. And he's like, thanks. And then one of them says, take care of yourself. And the other says, you too. And I do not remember who initiated that. But then also when she says like, oh, I also love flowers. I think it feels like Kendall's like, that's not what you wanted to say. I know what you wanted to say, but you didn't say it.
Because for some reason or another, Kendall is into him.
She's, you know, she likes the tall, like I'm tall. And baby. I don't know. The easy answer is that she's a top. So Danny leaves, and then she finds his little note card tucked in some sunflower babies. They were yellow. I don't remember what
they were. Definitely were yellow.
And she pulls it out.
Where the blue just like really sticks out.
It popped. And the note card says, Kendall, something, 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 I love you. or I've loved you for however long. And then she smiles and looks at him, and that's where the episode ends. And I swan to John, if Kendall never comes back, I'll be so upset.
She is never going to be back.
I don't like Danny, but I do like Kendall.
I'm not basing that on any fact, because I don't know anything that happens. But I would, if I was a betting man, put money on her never showing up again.
It's a safe bet.
Not even mentioned in passing.
So that's the end of the episode, and Josh, you started.
Yeah, I did.
So I gotta pick the best, and it's the Pele kick.
Absolutely.
It's kicking the bell. It's kicking the bell out of the way, because it comes from, like, space. And that gives him enough time to, like, kip up and then Pele kick it onto him and then blast him through it. It was dope.
Yeah.
The worst is, boy, how do you narrow down to just one thing?
Easy. It's Danny.
See, I actually think it's the whole I'm not a little kid thing.
Yeah, it might actually be Max.
I don't think either of them did good, but I think the more frustrating part was trying to figure out if Max is 12 or 19.
Yeah, it sucks that we didn't get anything from Max in the first three episodes as far as, like, his character, really, other than, like, the fun friend.
Yeah, he's, like, quick-witted and cocky, yeah, and, like, a joke guy.
And then so, like, okay, we need to define who Max is. He's a shitty kid.
What if he's like a whiny, pissy teen? Like a preteen? Like when you're 12 and, like, your friend is a girlfriend now and you don't know how to deal with that because he's the only person you hang out with? What if that but a Power Ranger? And they did it.
Yep. And so, great. I definitely don't like Max then. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
That confirms two good characters. Great. Thank you.
Yep.
So excited to keep watching this.
Can't wait. Love it. MVP's Kendall.
I was going to give it to the old man in the temple, but I think he died, so I don't know.
And he ran away. He probably came back after the Bell Monster was – after Bellman stopped living in his house on the temple grounds, or just the temple is his house. I'm
unclear. Because he lives in this house that is being targeted because it is the style of a traditional Japanese temple.
Right.
And so the tabloids are saying it's haunted. And it's just his house, and all these people are coming through, and he has to deal with that now.
Yeah, or like it is a Shinto temple, and there's people coming through and be like, it's haunted, throw rocks at it, which is worse.
Yeah, please don't.
So yeah, maybe it's old man. I think the only person that came off as likable was Kendall. I want to give it to Taylor, but she literally said no words.
She did nothing.
Oh no, she said, "Where's Max?"
Where's Max?
And that's it. So I think I'm gonna give. I think I'm just gonna give it to Kendall.
That's fair. I was gonna give it to the old man.
Fair. Good episode for one-offs.
All Kendall did was drive a van and drop some flowers.
And fuck Danny.
Yeah, I don't think that's worth the MVP.
I don't know. I mean, take him over for the team. She wants what she wants. I don't know.
Could you imagine if that next day, when he after he came in his hot tough. His hot stuff t-shirt and nightcap. If he was just like an adult man after that.
I would much rather him be an adult man than whatever adult man combo baby he is.
So this team of Power Rangers is three man babies and two confident women who are not allowed to be the leaders.
You know what? I think you nailed it. And I honestly feel like that's the truest thing about this show.
Yikes.
We got to rank the episode. We forgot to do it yesterday.
I realized that today. I was like, we didn't rank it because we had a guest.
Yeah, we had a guest, and we always forget to rank episodes when we got guests on. So yesterday's episode, better or worse than the episode before it?
Let me look at the list.
Well, it's only two.
Maybe
it's
the names will jog my memory.
Darkness Awakening was the one where Cole learned that orcs don't have hearts and that violence is the answer. And then the one before that, and that's number two on the list. And then number one on the list is the premiere.
Okay. What was Darkness Awakening? Lionheart is when he rose to the city.
Yeah, and then he like frees some animals, and it's kind of porny. This episode, very not porny. I think the least porny episode so far.
No, there's implied porniness.
Well, I mean, there's implied doing it, but there's not... I wouldn't say that was a porny situation.
That's fair.
A little bit, because the aftermath definitely looks like post-a porn. So, anyway. So, yesterday's episode... Where are we thinking with that one? Not yesterday's, Monday's episode. I like that one better than this one.
I like it better than this, but that one did raise the question, why Anna Maria?
and is Cole 1 year old a baby?
Is Cole a baby?
Or did Lion think a baby is more competent than the woman that will go on to lead for a year by herself? God, I hate that. I think that is below Darkness Awakening.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this one is probably below that, but it's close.
I hope we don't just list the episodes in order for the whole time, because it's going to be a long season.
It can only go so far down, right?
Yeah, it can go like 38 down.
Until we're like, okay, this one is just as bad as this one, so... For the sake of variety, we'll put it above it this time.
you know how when we did Lost Galaxy, we were like after episode, after like on the list, after like 8 or 9, it was just bad from there on.
Yeah.
But then there was Loyax at the top. I just want there to be a Loyax episode soon, you know?
Yeah.
I want something that just like blows us away that's very good, so at least we know that it is capable of good stuff.
I think at the very least, the Time Force episodes will be better than these last two.
They absolutely will be, because everybody shows up in that, and the end is cuckoo bananas, and I love it. So you're right. There is at least one good thing to look forward to, but that's it. That's the end of our episode. That's the end of this episode of Wild Forest Boy Howdy. Next episode's called Ancient Awakening, so we got two awakenings three episodes apart. Just super stoked about that.
Great.
That's gonna be on Monday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Ever since we talked to Cassie, I've had the Burger Time theme song stuck in my head. And the only reason I can think is because she said Donkey Kong, and then that immediately went to arcade games, and then that went to Burger Time.